Business.
Welcome to Talking Music. I'm Taya J. Today I'm joined via phone by Chris Lager of the Chris Lager Band. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I like to start out these phone interviews by just asking where you are right now and if you can describe that for our listeners.
I'm in Iowa, traveling in a car. My kids, I got three kids, 10, 6, and 3, and they just had their last day of school. And we're starting summer vacation off by heading down south, going through St. Louis and then to the Ozarks. So I'm looking out at the Iowa countryside, starting summer off with the family. Before I hit the road, I'll jump on the road with the band on Wednesday. That'll be the start of the trip.
Well, no wonder they sound so cheerful. They just got out of school. That's like an enthusiasm like no other.
Yeah, they're ready for this. So.
Chris, talk to me a little bit about how you describe yourself as a musician. How do you think of yourself?
I like to not get too caught up in being a musician necessarily. You know, I feel like being a musician is a tool to express who I am. And so I try to keep that in mind because it sounds like trivial, sounds just like semantics, but in a sense, it really does alter your mindset and your approach and how you perform and how you, your intentions on why you play and what you play and all that stuff. So I try to choose carefully just what I'm, and try to not attach too much to just being a musician because, you know, at this state in our culture and society, you know, we've got a few generations of blueprints laid out of celebrities and idols and musicians and all that. So I'm trying to break that down and also just approach music as a music lover and someone who really enjoys doing it and also really enjoys performing for an audience. And I try to convey that through my words and my selection of songs and my interactions with the crowd and whatnot.
Let's go ahead and kick off the show with a song. What should we feature first?
Let's do Sunny Day Soldier since I like to open up with that song a lot. I feel like it plugs people into the right vibe.
Church, all right.
had lost my way, but I found myself. Break it down. And it feels so good.
It feels so good.
You don't feel so right.
It feels so right.
I said it feels so good.
It feels so good.
Just to be alive.
Just to be alive.
I said it feels so good.
It feels so good.
You know it feels so right.
It feels so right.
I said it feels so good.
It feels so good.
Just to celebrate life.
Just to celebrate life.
So clap with me now. Oh. I said it feels so good.
It feels so good.
No, it feels so right.
It feels so right.
I said it feels so good.
It feels so good.
Just to be alive.
Just to be alive.
I said it feels so good.
It feels so good.
You know it feels so right.
It feels so right.
I said it feels so good.
It feels so good.
Oh, just to celebrate life.
Just to celebrate life.
So clap with me one more time. Here we go.
We just heard Sunny Day Soldier from the Chris Lager Band. Chris Lager is joining me today on Talkin' Music from the Road. He is driving through Iowa with his family, heading for summer vacation. Chris, it's a real pleasure to have you here. You have a very positive and what I have heard described as a celebrate life mantra about and around your music. Talk to me a little bit about where that comes from.
It comes from just getting my butt kicked so much that I've decided that I'm going to, no matter what happens, I'm going to try to keep on smiling, keep on playing music, keep on enjoying what I got for what it is, and try to spread that through the music and lift people up. I discovered that if I make people feel good, that's my favorite compliment. Is when people come up to me after the show and say, you know, I had a rough day, blah, 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 you know, things weren't going my way, but I'm walking out of here with a smile and I feel so much better. since I, you know, got to your show. And that when I hear those words, it's just like, wow, you know, that to me, that makes me feel better than somebody thinking I'm great or, wow, you're the best guitar player I've ever seen in my life. You know, that stuff don't hit me the same as I feel good. You made me feel good. So I try to keep that ingredient in the stew.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Nice metaphor, the stew. Let's go ahead and listen to something else. I would love a good positive song for today. What should we hear next?
Well, how about we do something off the new record? My kids are gonna want everything.
They're radio famous. They're gonna be radio famous by the end of today.
I thought, like, wow, those kids got a good cry on them.
They got good vocals for sure.
Let's do something off the new Blues Lover record. Can't You See What You Do to Me? It's an old Albert King song and Albert King's one of my favorite. Blues was my entry point into when I first picked up the guitar. I wanted to play the blues, and so I got a little nostalgic during the pandemic. And I recorded a bunch of my favorite blues songs. This is one of them from the legendary Albert King. So check it out. This is my take on the blues.
See what you're what you're doing to me. Hey, baby, can't you see what you're doing to me? Yeah, you say you won't leave me. Go on back to the old time used to be.
We just heard Can't You See What You're Doing to Me off of Chris Lager's solo album, Blues Lovers, released in 2021. You've mentioned nostalgia, and you talk about blues as being sort of the entry point for you into the music world. Were there other reasons that you felt like making a blues album was the right thing to do right now?
You know, I did kind of want to make a statement that I'm a blues lover, and this was my musical DNA. This is my roots.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious, how do you bring originality to those eight songs on the record that are some of your all-time favorite blues songs? How do you give them a twist that's true to you or specific to you?
It just kind of comes out if I'm in the right flow state. You know, I try to, you know, I learn the riffs, I learn the lyrics, and I try to know them well enough that they just kind of come out. And I'm not afraid to deviate. You know, the songs aren't exactly like the originals, and I feel like that's part of the blues spirit. You know, of because you know, like B.B. King said, this great quote about the blues, how it doesn't have all the ingredients like jazz and rock and roll and some of the other musical styles, but it has. But you got to be a good cook to make it sound right. So I kind of take that philosophy of, well, I'm just going to cook it my way. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to make sure I'm feeling what's being said and what's going down, and I'm in, getting locked into the groove and what comes out. I've kind of had that philosophy the whole way. My old man kind of told me that. Right when I picked up a guitar, he's like, you know, you could do it your way or you could do it exactly like it. And I was like, well, I'm going to do it my way. So I don't know if it was because I didn't like to study enough. You know, I just learned enough to get the basic gist of it. And then I ran with it, you know? So I don't know if it's because I'm a bad study or because I have that creative mindset, you know? I'm a kind of a right brain person overall. I'm left-handed, but I play right-handed. So it's kind of, I do have those right brain tendencies in my musical approach and endeavors.
Yeah. And did playing right-handed, did that come naturally to you? Did you have to work at that?
I just picked up my dad's guitar, which was strong right-handed. And I never really questioned it. And it did seem to make more sense for me to use your more, you know, dexterous hand on the fretboard. It seemed to make more sense to me than my picking hand. So I just kind of ran with it, never really looked back.
Chris, let's go ahead and listen to another song. What should we hear next?
How about Let Me Do My Thing? It's a true story about getting pulled over by the state troopers in Northern California and getting frisked and putting cruisers and having helicopters coming. And put it in context, this is in November before marijuana was illegal. So they used to just pull over van full of hippies, you know, thinking that they just had a huge bust, because what else would a van full of hippies be doing in Northern California during harvest season, besides shipping out, you know, pounds of weed? Well, it turns out they discovered we were just a van full of musicians instead of a van full of drug dealers. So it was kind of funny, and it's a true story, and people really enjoy it. It's one of those fun story songs that I pull out a lot, and you know, the whole audience knows a lot of the words, so it's a lot of fun to sing a story song where the whole audience is basically singing it with me. It's a lot of fun.
Let's take a listen to Let Me Do My Thing.
Switch law enforcement had better things to do than dish into your good times and mess with you. Yeah, they wanna make sure you ain't smoking nothing or drinking too much of something. Well, big brother is watching you. Better not have too much fun, son.
No, 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 no.
Sometimes you can't help but wonder how you get into these predicaments. Especially when you're on the back of a cop car just like this. On the edge of Mendocino County, on the side of the road, with your bass player freaking out, thinking about his one phone call home. Dudley, Dudley, do rights and law-abiding Barney Fifes, they don't understand that even a hippie's got rights. You might not like how I act, look all dance the same, but it's all about love, so let me do my thing. Let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing. Let me do my thing.
God says something like,
breaker one nine, I got some hippies on the county line, and they surely got a carload for that California kind. Yes, it's harvest season and the green is loose, and as long as they on my watch now, they ain't getting through.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So I'm like, hey fellas, I got this here pig on my back. He's been following me a little too close, about to give me a heart attack. Yeah, it was an early wake up call, and we still smell like the night before. And next I know he's got his cherries on, he's standing at my door.
Oh, no, no, no.
How much weed am I gonna find in this here car, boy? I said, it smells like a skunk, but I promise you none, officer. He said, think I was born yesterday, son? He took his aviators off and put his hand on his gun.
Oh, no, no, no.
We just heard Let Me Do My Thing from the Chris Lager Band. I'm joined today in the studio by Chris Lager. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. Where do you draw inspiration from?
You know, there's so much, so much. My kids, my wife, my love for the craft, my friends. You know, I'm pretty political. I don't, as far as like, I like listening to the news and staying up to date on all this stuff that's going on around the world. I like to pay attention to global conflicts and things like that because we really do have it made in the United States. And, you know, all the struggles that we rightfully so struggle with, that we're still blessed to struggle with them. You know, as opposed to living in a war zone or dealing with famine or water shortage or things of that nature that people around the world have to deal with. So I draw inspiration from, you know, and I keep my optimism by acknowledging that we do have it made pretty comfortably. And, you know, no matter how bad any of us got it, we still have freedom and all the beautiful things that we have. So, you know, that inspires me to spread the message of the fact that we are blessed, because we are. so many ways.
Yeah, it's all about finding the silver lining, right?
Amen.
We have time, I think, for one last song, Chris, but I also want to mention you will be kicking off the Mountain Air music series in Ouray, Colorado at 7:30 p.m. on June 2nd. What can we hope for from that show?
You can hope for some feel-good vibes, some fun jams, funky feel-good music. I got a great crew coming with me, Matt Arbeiter on drums, who is just a phenomenal drummer. He lays it down nice and solid and funky. Bass man's going to be Jacob Sorensen, who is phenomenal. He'll blow your mind. He just lays down that bass so fierce. And then I'll have Andre Molly on trumpet, and he's another just fantastic musician that has played with Prince and Parliament Funkadelic, and he's just a beast. And then I'm gonna have Alex Olson on keys, and he's another one of those guys that is just, he's a virtuoso. It's nuts. So I have a lot of fun trying to keep up with these guys and play music with them. So everybody's in for a real big treat.
That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it. Just a reminder, folks out there, it is June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. in Ouray, and that is the Mountain Air Music Series, and Chris Lager will be the kickoff for that and many more to come. Chris, thank you so much for joining me today. Thanks for making time while you're on the road. I hope you guys have an amazing little vacation. Get some good family time before you hit the road on tour.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. It's been a great conversation.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you. We're going to go out on A Man of Many Words, one more off of Chris's most recent album, Blues Lover. We will look forward to seeing you in Ouray in about a week.
Oh, thank you so much. And shout out to Buddy Guy. This is a Buddy Guy cover, one of my favorites.
Nobody say I'm a man of a many words. I can do things to you, darling, my dear, that I swear you ain't never heard. I rap strong and I know rap long. Come on, mama, let me turn you on. Come on. Ooh, yeah. All right. Yeah, when I throw my game on you, I know one thing, baby, you ain't never gonna be the same. Gonna call my name. I'm that strong and know that long. Come on, mama, let me turn you on. Come on. Turn you on, come on.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. For more Talkin' Music programming, you can visit kvnf.org. For more information about the Chris Lager Band's upcoming show in Ouray, or to find out more about the Mountain Air Music Series, you can visit ouraymusicseries.com. Thanks, as always, for listening.